And we're back.
We are back. It feels like a impromptu podcast. For me, this is the most... I thought my phone turned on. This is the most unprepared I've been for a podcast, so we'll see. Usually I like to think of talking points and, like, conceptualize a little bit about what I want to say, but...
You've had, like, 3 weeks to do that.
Yeah, but I didn't think...
Has it been that long? It's been at least 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been at least 2 weeks. Yeah, I just didn't think I would be a part of it. I thought you were going to do a solo episode, but...
I was, but then I got...
back from the dead.
I was very busy.
And then I got a little more unbusy, so it worked out.
Yeah, it's just a crazy time of the year. I mean... Yeah. Yeah. Our oldest has started, like, an actual school.
Yeah, so. He's in, like, real pre-K with, like... a real carpool line. It's really intense.
And yeah.
Have to pack his lunch every day with healthy stuff. Weird.
Stuff that we can grow.
Yeah.
So, I know since the last podcast we did a chicken butcher thing.
Didn't we? I thought we talked about that. Wasn't that on the last one?
I didn't think it was.
Maybe we should check. I'm pretty sure it was.
Mm.
I'm like 99% sure.
I don't know. Are you sure?
Let's take a quick pause.
I don't know how to pause. Well, you're going to have to rewind it.
Okay, he was right. We did not talk about this most recent batch. We had left off saying that we were going to wait one more week.
Right.
Which, that... decision kind of was a roller coaster. Like, you had made that decision the week before we were going to do it, and then when it came to be right before we were going to do it, you were like, oh man, it looks like they would have been ready last week. And then I don't want to jump ahead,
I know that sometimes, like, hatcheries or whatever, like, play with different, you know, they try out different batches of genetics, and I feel like whatever genetic batch we got last time, it's a combination. Probably it was extraordinarily hot for many, 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 many days in a row, and then the days where it wasn't extraordinarily hot, it was just downpour.
Yeah.
So it was either 100 degrees or the chickens were swimming.
Yeah.
And I think that, in a combination of everything, like, our average weight was way down compared to last. And we'll see what, we're actually, you know, like, a week out from these ones, and I may give them an extra week, too. But, yeah, I don't know. We're adjusting things still, and I feel like the first real batch that we did they were great. Like, yeah. Probably a 4.5 pound average across the board.
Some giant ones.
Yeah, with multiple ones over 5 and at least one over 6. And then this time, there was a few that were over 4. I think there was, like, only 9 over 4. And then the bulk was between 3 and 4.
And their behavior seemed a little bit different. Like, the first big batch that we did and the mini batch we did, I mean, when it was time to feed them, they were like little velociraptors. Like, they would, like, bite your fingers and, like, try and get at the food. But that batch that we just had done was not as, like, food motivated. And, like, I don't know, even though we were feeding them, it was just different. Like, and like Nate said, it seemed more like just the bird. Like, because it was the whole batch. Like, they just seemed like different birds. And it was from the same hatchery.
Yeah, from the exact same everything. But next year we're still working towards that goal of just doing everything here. So we'll see how that goes. But I mean, so the birds themselves were smaller. It thunderstormed the literal entire day. The birds sucked to the point where I couldn't even move their chicken tractor because they just sucked so much that it was just like 3 feet, and then a bird is foot's caught on the, you know what I mean? Chicken tractor.
We learned really the importance of having a full plan to make sure that the chicken tractor ends up you know, that day, close. Very close yeah. to where you're going to butcher them, at least for our property. And I think we had overestimated their how easy it would be to pull them far distances, but they're just really stupid and fat and lazy. And especially these ones that hadn't really been superfood motivated to begin with, they just kept like not moving, and it was such a nightmare. And so poor Nate was out there in the pouring rain, like walking, like, I don't know. How far do you think that was?
Oh, like, I don't even want to know. I walked so much that yeah, day.
Yeah, I mean, probably like a quarter of a football field.
No, it's more, it's probably, I mean, it's not too terrible. I mean, probably 50 yards in the pouring rain, but I had to make that walk. I think it came out to 18 times out there, so 36 times back and forth in yeah. the pouring rain. Yeah, and then that was just the first walk. Then I had to do the next walk where they get transferred along. There was a lot.
Yeah, and it was a lot. Sucks. And it was just really sad because, you know, as a wife and support person, in my brain, I had imagined, like, how to make it easier for him. And from some of the things that we had learned from the first time, I had planned, because the first time, a lot of the issues were, like, the heat. So I had went out and bought, like, a nice little canopy that I was going to set out, and I was going to get snacks and drinks. And none of that ended up happening because we had totally different problems. So it was, like, I still worried about him with, like, hydration and food and stuff because it's an all-day thing, you know, constantly moving, constantly working. And, yeah, it was just a lot worse. This time yeah. was not fun.
And then, like, I bought some new coolers to go along with it, and the coolers were, like, broke. Like and not even, like, so they were leaking mm-hmm. out of the plug area. But it wasn't just, like, the plug. It was, like, how the plug went into the cooler. They just did it really shitty. So mm-hmm. thanks a lot for that. Thanks, yeah. Walmart, for those coolers that mm-hmm. now I can really only use outside.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
My scalder that I ordered in March mm-hmm. still had not come.
Yeah.
I finally just canceled the order. Stromberg's chickens, I'm sorry, y'all suck.
Yeah.
Like, everything that we've gotten from them has been absolutely trash.
What else did we get from them?
Even the egg cartons we got.
Oh yeah, the egg cartons. Yeah, don't buy from them. Your official warning.
I ordered this thing. I ordered a scalder, and I mean, a scalder is like, you gotta have a scalder yeah. to do chickens.
Yeah.
But I ordered a really nice one. It was in stock when I ordered it. In stock.
Mm-hmm.
Order went through, everything, blah blah blah, and then like 2 weeks later they were like, oh hey, actually this is out of stock, but we're gonna get it back in a couple weeks. So this was in March.
Mm-hmm.
So then at the end of April they updated it and said that they would be coming the first week or the second week of June. And I was like, well dang, we're mm-hmm. not gonna have them for our first batch of meat chicken. Mm-hmm. So we'll just make it work with something mm-hmm. else. Then, like, the third week in June, I'm like, all right, I gotta get ready for my July batch of chickens. So I, like, mail them, or email them.
Mail them.
Yeah, mail. I email. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, we're really sorry. You know, it should be in a couple more weeks. And I was like, okay. So now I'm, like, starting to lose faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then in July, they email me and they're like, good news. We're expecting a shipment from our vendor August 1st. But you need to re-update your payment information because we don't have it anymore because it's been so freaking long. And so I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, I still want it. Yeah, let me get it.
And we were like, well, that'll be perfect because we're going to wait another week. Right. And hopefully it'll be here.
Right. But then August 1st came and I didn't hear anything. And I was like, ah, give them till the end of the week. I think I can't remember what day mm-hmm. it was on. Gave it a week. Still nothing. And we ended up having to do, our third batch of burgers. Is that a third?
Yeah, I mean a mini batch and two
Yeah.
full batches, yeah.
So we did another batch without a legitimate scalder.
Yeah, just my cauldron.
Yeah, and then of course, our thermometer was off. So our thermometer was broken, and we have to actually, I gotta get another one before we even do this next batch. Got like four thermometers, and like every they all just break. I don't know. So yeah, I just gave up on that scalder. I actually canceled the order, and we're actually building our own scalder. So whatever, strong and if cheaper.
Yeah.
It's just
We'll
not quite
see.
as con like convenient, I
Yeah.
guess. So I got a new food grade steel 55 gallon drum. Took the top off, and I got a drum heater that can go up to what, like 200 and something degrees.
Don't know, it's in Celsius, so we have to do math.
Yeah, but I know that it goes to like 200 degrees. So yeah, so we're making our own, and maybe I'll come up with something even cooler to like put in there, like where like the chickens like get washed around or something.
Yeah,
I've seen, I know Salatin built some kind of thing like that.
it sucks because you only need, for those who don't know a lot about chicken processing, in order to loosen the feathers to be able to pluck them easily in the plucker, you have to scald them. So you literally just put them in hot water for like 20 seconds
Yeah.
and then you take them out and it's done. So it's like you only need it like for like 20 seconds. And so it's really not that complicated. Like all you need is essentially a big pot to put the chickens in for 20 seconds each, or like in a batch, you know. But it's also like an essential part. So I can do it on the stove. It's just hard to maintain that right temperature, and I have to do them like literally one by one. So it's like 80 birds,
Yeah.
which is very inconvenient and
But now that we
a
got this
pain in the
drum, we could
butt.
probably do like four birds at once.
Right, yeah, and I just wanted to
I've seen they
clarify
have like little
because
carriers that people use that might where you literally like you put their feet in it, and then they
yeah,
dunk them into the,
like a
and that
candle
way,
maker.
yeah, and then you can like spin them. And so we're gonna try some stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify because like I, with food and like food that people eat, I don't want people to think that we're like being like, I don't know, like experimental with something that could contaminate their
Oh
food,
yeah,
but it
no,
does not
definitely.
do that at all.
That's like, well, I mean, you remember I wanted to, so we have been scalding them in, food grade pot and everything, and never seen like peanut oil or anything. Like I'm super conscious about all kinds of stuff because everybody was offering to let me borrow their like turkey fryers, and I'm like in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, that metal probably soaked in like peanut oil from stuff, and it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah, which is, I would have never thought about that.
Yeah.
Which
So,
is good.
but like, yeah, so like I said, we got a new metal food grade drum that I'm essentially making a scalder with now, even though it's only in there for a second, but whatever. I like to make sure that, we go the extra mile with a lot of stuff we do for stuff like that.
Yeah, so we will see. Yet again, hope we'll find out next week.
Yeah, or
This
the
is
week
turning into like
after.
a monthly podcast.
Yeah, we need to be. I know we were. I was trying. Gosh,
This
this has
month was
been
really hard.
the. Yeah, and like, it's so hot outside.
Oh God, miserable.
But so our Plymouth Rocks started laying eggs. They
Yeah.
refused to use the nesting boxes that I've tried to
Oh, sorry, that
put.
was something on my dryer.
That I've tried to, put in their chicken tractors because. Just behind one more project, we need to make some coops, and it hasn't happened yet. We also need to get ready for the pigs.
Yeah, well, I want to circle back to what you were just saying because that was something that I feel like not a lot of people talk about, but I feel like people do, of like what to do if you have laying hens in a chicken tractor, which of course people will try and avoid that for that exact reason, but I had like Googled it and tried to see like what other
Well,
people
some
did.
people have like egg mobiles.
Yeah, but I don't really count that as a chicken tractor though, because it's like there's no like, issue. You know what I mean? Like, the whole issue that I'm trying to solve is not having a nesting box. So that doesn't count because they do have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to put, like, a post about it or, like, do a YouTube video or something because I do feel like that's an area that people need, but there's not a lot of information on. Not like we have any success yet because we just tried to do it, like, at...
Well, I did, I knew it wasn't going to really work the way I did it. I was just kind of hopeful that maybe they would figure it out.
Yeah, like, maybe on instinct, even if it wasn't...
Right, but it wasn't a dark spot.
Well, it's hard to find a dark spot in the chicken tractor.
Right, but if I, like, shield off that back area that's open right now with, like, a piece of cardboard or something. Yeah. And then, so, like, it's, like, and then it'll be a flap, and so you can just open it up and grab the eggs or whatever. Yeah,
okay. Cool, well, that will be updated probably on my social media. I don't even think I post on Instagram in, like, a month.
Really?
It's just been so crazy, yeah.
Hmm.
Which is very unlike me. You okay? Got ants on you?
Yeah. Did get an ant.
We have an ant problem. They're coming through our windows.
Just this window. That's where you kill them and then they just come right back.
Yeah. They know it's their home.
So, we have all that going on. We have had pretty... I mean, we found out that the fox problem stuff, like, there was more foxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, we think there was at least two, and our neighbor thinks he killed one.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since he said he shot at that one, it hasn't come back, but we have been very proactive about protecting our chickens currently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're, like, they're behind the electric fence now, so there's, like, a lot more electric around, and it is a huge pain in the butt to feed them, but I guess it's worth it.
Yeah, well, because we had, I guess since the last podcast, we had another one. We had an original hen die.
We only have one original hen
but
left.
We don't know.
She could have just been stupid. Which
she
is
could have been very stupid.
Kind of the more likely scenario. Oh,
yeah, just the way her body was positioned. I never found any, like, bite marks on her.
I know. So, yeah, we have just, like, a mystery. We will probably never know the answer.
We'll never know.
I know. Do we want to go into I don't want to get too graphic.
Well, you don't want to get too graphic, but,
if,
like,
you don't
want to
hear graphic, just skip ahead,
it's
like,
not
20
graphic.
Seconds.
It's not graphic. So, there was a hockey game. We went to hockey. Of course, every time something bad happens, I feel like it's when we forget to turn the electric fence back on.
Yeah.
So, the electric fence was not on.
We had forgotten to turn it back on,
And when you came home, you saw a fox.
Which was at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Right. It was dark.
Yeah, it was dark.
You saw a fox leaving the property area.
Yeah, it looked... Okay, it was across the street.
You sure it wasn't that cat?
I had my contacts in for the first time, like, ever. I know it was...
Well, then it was definitely a fox.
100% a red fox. It was, like, right across the street from our house. I didn't see it cross the street. Technically, it could have come from right down the road and never been on our property, but it was within the vicinity.
Right.
Like, directly across our driveway.
So, you got home and you turned the electric fence on.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, because I've been a little bit paranoid about everything going on, looked out and I saw a chicken. And it was in this, it was, like, right leaving the ramp, which is caged.
And briefly, let me just, because some people don't know what our coop looks like. If you don't, go to our Instagram. But we have a chicken castle. So the coop is very tall. It's, like, 5 feet up in the air on, like, stilts.
I made it pretty tall.
It's really, really tall. So there's a ramp.
It'll be natural hurricane comes.
Yeah. There's a long ramp that goes down that we kind of circled in welded wire so that they can walk down and get into the run because the run is not tall enough to cover the hole that they get out of their coop. So it's just like a little tunnel they walk down. It's welded wire, not chicken wire. So the welded wire is like 3 inches tall and like 1 inch wide. Is that kind of the dimension? Like for each little...
Yeah, I don't know. Probably something like that.
Okay.
I mean, chicken wire, I feel like, is almost the same thing, really.
Chicken wire, or anyway, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it
Chicken
doesn't
wire is
matter.
smaller and hardware cloth is the smallest.
Yeah, hardware cloth, it's tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
That's what I do with the window. Anyway, so I saw the chicken, like, hanging out at the very bottom of the ramp. And then I checked back in 10 minutes and looked out the window again, and that same chicken was in the same exact spot. And I was like, dang, is that a dead chicken? Did an animal get in there last night into the actual coop? And like all the chickens were like, they weren't coming out of the coop yet, and then she was just there.
But like you mean literally like her head was in
It was
the
in the welded
tunnel in the
wire.
no in the yeah in the welded wire of the tunnel.
Yeah, but her whole body was there, and there weren't feathers anywhere. Like, it didn't look like there was like a struggle or like something was trying to pull her out of it or anything, but she was just dead.
So it's like she either somehow got her head stuck in it, which is kind of
And I
what
think
we're
her
leaning
neck was
toward.
broke too. It
Yeah.
felt like it was broke when I tried, because I like plucked that whole area out trying to find some kind of bite mark or
Yeah.
blood,
Yeah.
something. And then really all I could find was that I felt like her neck was broke
Yeah. So
and
either
she was dead.
something, which I mean, it probably wouldn't have been a fox. It probably would have been like a raccoon or something. So something either tried to pull her out of it, like out of the run or the tunnel, or somehow mysteriously she got her head caught in it.
And we don't know if it happened before they went
Yeah.
up for the night or when they came out in the morning.
Yeah, and when that night I had the kids, so like I did a quick little check outside when I saw that the fox had been close by, but I did not check those birds because they are so high up and we've just never had an issue. And I felt like their coop and run were really pretty locked down, all things considered, for a fox. Like I couldn't see how a fox could have possibly gotten in there.
Yeah, I see a way that they can't now, though.
Yeah.
So we need to do something. I guess I
Yeah.
kind of forgot about that this weekend.
But yeah, so I guess all I'd say, I checked on everyone except, and of course, that was the very first night that the baby chicks were out on pasture. I was like, oh God, they're all probably dead. But no, everyone was fine. So
Well,
that
obviously not.
also,
It was dead.
but I feel like that goes more to say because I feel like the other chickens would have been an easier target than the big coop. But anyway, all that to say, we don't really know what happened with that.
Yeah, and we don't even know if that second fox got killed, because my neighbor said that he shot it, but there was never any retrieval,
Like he never got the body.
and it was like at 4 in the morning, so I don't know how much
How
I
did he know? How did that even happen? I don't know. I guess we don't have to go into detail. He
he's
just
shown a light back there where he was feeding like his horses.
at 4 a.m.
Yeah, he's shown it throughout the field because because they had lost like 30
Yeah.
chickens, and he said he picked up the eyes,
Weird.
and then he could see it, and it like turned broadside, and he like grabbed a gun real quick.
Interesting.
I know. Hopefully, he got it. At least
Yeah.
scared it away for a while.
Yeah, I hope so. So, yeah.
Cause come this winter, I'm cleaning everything out around here.
Yeah, predators are not fun. What a disaster. Jeez Louise. So, yeah, and then I guess kind of piggybacking on that, much to my dismay, now we do have one last chick order coming in like
Yay!
2 weeks, like less than 2 weeks.
Yay! More white rocks.
Yeah, we had to get more white rocks to make up for the ones that all got eaten. And in order to make the minimum like shipment, you have a anyway, we just had to make a minimum shipment. We had to have 15 chickens. And so I got a couple flat copper Morans to make up for my one that died. I got another
Yeah.
Well Summer. I got a Silver Lace
Yeah, I don't know
Wynedot.
why you got that. I don't know
Because
anything
they were
about them.
pretty. I don't know. I just kind of needed an extra one.
And you get two Leghorns, right?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And two Leghorns. Because they just keep getting Bumblefoot. Like, it's something with them, I feel like. Because no one else has any issues. It's just the two Leghorns.
Yeah. And didn't we get them from the same hatchery?
Yeah, they're sisters.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We're gonna do surgery on them again.
Oh god. Yeah, that's not fun. But they need it, so we will do it.
Yeah. I'll do it.
So yeah, that will be coming. I really don't want them.
They're coming.
They are coming.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll make that work. And then gotta get ready for pigs. And yeah. It's yeah, busy, lots of animals butchering and just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, but I mean, you made a good point the other day to just remind ourselves that, like, literally right now it's the worst time for, like, the heat and the bugs. And, like, this, we are in the worst of it. Like, it's going to get better from here.
Yeah. And, I mean, and even, like, the worst of it, like, all things considered, like, so some things are a pain in the ass, but, like, we've never had our pastures be this productive ever.
Yeah.
We see, or at least I see every day, how many more animals we can actually support here.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole year, and I mean, it's even been chronicalized on our podcast. Like, this whole year, we said, no cows. Mm-hmm. No more cows here. Mm-hmm. What happened? We got talked into cows. Then we got talked into changing the entire way that we farm, and more research and the more and more I, you know, read and watch about it, like, it's not even crazy anymore. Mm-hmm. To me, it's just, like, now it's kind of like common sense, but mm-hmm. I understand why people don't do it. It is more work, mm-hmm. but it allows you to utilize your land much more than you could before, which in turn lets you convert acres to profit, mm-hmm. More profit. Like, you have a higher number per acre.
Yeah.
On your profit, which I would not have been possible at all.
Yeah.
Like, every plan that I had thought that I had, the only thing that's really stayed the same is just my sheep. Like, mm-hmm. I like my sheep and I don't feed them grain and stuff. So, just keep that going.
That reminded me. Oh, I guess, do we want to talk about the goat situation?
Oh, just a quick little... yeah, the goat situation. Oh, my goodness.
We almost had a goat. We had a
we
goat
did have for a goat. Brief time. We had a goat for what? Three hours? Three or 4 hours? So, our hay guy, bless his heart.
Elderly man.
Very elderly. His situation's not exactly ideal.
He's just an old timer.
He's just an old timer who, and I guess he just likes these animals, but he's in over his head.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So
he's
called,
not rotational grazing, let's just put it that way.
There's no grazing there. You haven't seen, I'll take you out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you
day.
Need to drive me by.
His front yard is completely overgrown. I'm like, why don't you bring some animals? Your animals right here. Anyway, he called me and said that he had this goat. Got to get rid of this goat. He's tired of this goat. It's costing him money and blah, 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 blah.
Which, again, is an animal that I said I never want. I have no desire to have goats.
Yeah, I'm not big on getting goats either. Mm-hmm. But I do understand their value. Mm-hmm. Anyway, saying he's got to get rid of this goat. And I'm like, I haven't ate goat meat, really. Or if I have, I don't really, like, no memories. So I said, I'll buy it from you if you don't ask me what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, yeah, I know what you're going to do with it, but that's fine. You know, so I made a deal with him, got it for like, what, 70, 75 bucks, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I go pick this thing
and
up.
And he said it was a male goat.
That's what I had been told.
Yeah.
So I go to pick this thing up. Skin and bones. I mean, the poor girl. Like,
and it was a girl.
It was not a boy. It was the second time I've done this in my life. I literally paid for it. The asking price, just telling myself, like, I'm going to rescue this animal. Like, okay. Brought it home. Didn't really get along with the sheep. Didn't expect it to. Thought it would take a couple days. And then my neighbor just comes over and offers me a bunch of money for this goat because he's got male goat, like a male goat, and it's lonely and always getting out. And he thinks that it's gonna solve the problem. So I immediately flip this goat. So we don't have a goat anymore.
Yeah, it was an intense 3 hours. It went from okay, we'll get, you know.
And our son loved the goat.
Yeah, like, already. We'll get this goat for meat. Okay, we're going to try goat meat for the first time just to see if it's, like, if we even like it. And then he gets it. He's like, okay, no, we have to rescue this goat. It's going to have to, like, just live with our sheep for a little bit and kind of be our pet. And so we introduced it to our son, and he loved it and was, like, hugging on her. And then next thing you know, Nate was like, we don't have a goat anymore. I just sold it. It's like, wow, what a roller coaster. I had finally accepted that we were going to have a pet goat, and then you sold her.
Yeah.
I didn't even meet her. I wasn't even able to go out there because I had been taking care of the baby. It was a weekday. So Nate and our three-year-old were doing farm tours together while I put the baby to bed. And then when I was going to go out and meet the goat, she was gone.
She was gone. Yep. Yeah. And there's definitely a role for goats here. Gosh, definitely. Like, normally it's like a 5-year plan with goats. But I just don't want any more work other than what I already know is coming with the pigs.
I just know how I have PTSD from when the sheep and the cow kept getting out in January. And the amount of anxiety that I would get when I would see them out of their fence and, like, trying to get into the road was so torturous and insurmountable. I know that goats easily get out. They're obviously known for that. I do not want to risk that. That's the only reason why I don't want them right now. Like, I cannot. I can't. I can't deal with that again.
Well, hopefully the sheep don't get out this winter.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to box them in and then box them in.
I hope you do.
Double box,
yeah.
But enough to, like, where if they got out of one, they would just be standing in this, like, dead zone area where, like, they would get shocked in either direction that they tried to go. Yeah,
I really wish we could, like, which I know it wouldn't work because they like to get out through a side neighbor's yard, but, like, I wish we could have, like, a hard, like, beautiful, like, white picket fence situation up.
What?
Yeah, I would love that. Like, a nice fence, like, just on the front, like, blocking off the road, and, like, some kind of gate situation on the driveway.
Is my dream. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I see what you're saying.
But, alas.
Yeah, they would just go out that way. Because we've seen them literally do it.
Yes. But Yeah. And we're currently trying to redo our walkway to the house right now.
It's pretty much almost done. I thought you were bringing home Rock yesterday.
No, I couldn't. I had both the kids. I am not going to take both my kids right before their bedtime, literally during their dinner time, on a multiple errand trip, and for me struggling by myself with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old hauling 50 pounds of rocks everywhere. And have you ever tried to steer that that big rock cart?
Yeah.
No.
I have steered the big rock cart.
No, imagine that with a baby in your arms and a 3-year-old trying to pick up all the rocks that are dropping on the ground. No.
Well, that's why the walkway is not done yet.
It's pretty, it's pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. It's like halfway done with the white rock.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So that'll be done soon. Yeah. That's not really farm related.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was.
We do have regular lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was saying, I didn't want to pick up another species of animal because it's like if I'm rotating the sheep and then the goats and then the cows and then moving the chickens and then feeding pigs. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Already it's so much.
Yeah. At least we're gonna swap chicken tractors for pigs.
Yep. Until next summer.
Yeah, then that's going to be when we have full workload. That's going to be a full workload.
Yep.
Maybe Troy can do some stuff by then, though.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not for a couple more years.
No, yeah. Just, I feel like he needs height. Like, a lot of things you need height. Like, to help with any of the chicken stuff, he's got to be able to reach, you know?
But to, like, just, like, turn on water for pigs and stuff.
True. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, the older Mallory gets, the more you can help me with stuff on weekdays.
Yeah.
And then that's yippee. Not what you wanted to hear. It's not what you wanted to hear. No. Yeah. So, what's going on with your garden stuff?
Absolutely not anything, because I have not been out there in literal weeks.
What happened?
I let it go. With the heat and so much busyness, and the kids were... It really started when the kids were home for COVID. I don't know. I don't think we had updated since... Maybe we had, maybe we hadn't. But the daycare had a COVID outbreak, and so my kids were home with me for 2 weeks. And then the week after...
I was home with you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but, like,
it was more of still... a distraction with all of us here, though. Yeah.
And it was so hot. And like we said earlier, it was either scorching hot or pouring down rain. So you just had to, like,
mentally prepare. Well, I went over there, find out that, and, like, pick some stuff.
Yeah, well, and in the heat of the summer, like, I didn't succession...
I saw some of your tomatoes. The ones by the door are now all of a sudden... It's like they're a whole new plant again.
I know, yeah. They reinvigorated themselves. Yeah. But yeah,
isn't that normal? Just, doesn't that always happen?
Yeah, well, it's because of the early blight. Like, early blight doesn't necessarily take your whole plant. Like, you don't have to, like, rip them up, even though a lot of people do. Though, once the early blight is gone, then just new growth comes. That's why I never really rip out my plants. So, yeah. Yeah, I did go out there one time to pick all those peppers, and, like, I just kind of cleaned it up just a tiny bit. But yeah, I really let the ball drop with that. It just wasn't in the cards. But all that being said, still my most successful year, and I have a crap ton of cayenne that we're going to make. I already dried it. I just need to grind it.
Yeah, don't touch it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I've never been good about, like, putting on gloves when I'm handling hot peppers. I don't really do a lot of things with hot peppers, though. I learned my lesson. With no exception, you need to be putting on gloves. I naively thought the only reason was just, like, oh, what if you, like, forget to not touch your eyes before you wash your hands? Like, I can do that. That's no big deal. I hadn't realized, like, absolutely nothing gets that... I don't even know what it... If oil or...
Yeah, you had to anything. Pour milk on your it, face.
Literally had to pour milk in my eyeballs, which it worked. It sounds crazy. I was desperate. I was
crying. She literally took my milk. I don't buy milk very often.
No, I know. I can't believe we even had it on hand. Usually I get almond milk.
And she's just pouring it over her face because she couldn't even open her eyes. I had to Google, like... And she was like, that's crazy. I'm like, well, that's the only thing up here.
I know. And I really wasn't stupid. Like, I had scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed my hands. I had used, like, dishwashing soap because for some reason I have it in my head that it's the oil that makes it hot. But I don't think that's true.
I mean,
like, I'm I know sure you do that with poison it, ivy, but it did absolutely nothing. My fingers burned for, like, 3 days. And it was right before Troy was going to start school, and we had gotten, like their school sends, like, handwritten notes over the summer to the kids, and we had gotten one of those notes, and I started crying, and I wiped a tear away from my eye, and just immediately, like, from touching the teardrop on my eye, it, like, osmosised into my eyeball, and it was so painful. It hurt so bad. And the only thing I could do was pour milk into my eye.
Yeah, that was fun. Fun time.
Yeah, so that's my milk in the eyeball story. I can't believe it worked. It worked immediately. I thought it would be like a gradual... Because when you drink milk when you eat something spicy, for me, it's like more of a gradual... Like, it doesn't really help immediately. But when you pour it in your eyeball, it does help immediately.
I believe it.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
So my garden is not doing well. I have a bunch of pumpkins that I need to get. I hope they're not rotten. But I feel successful that I grew them. Melons were a total fail. I got one melon and it got eaten by a mouse. Melons were a fail this year. Next year, I'll learn my lesson. My major issue was that even though I was really proud of myself for labeling all the plants, the way that I organized my vining plants was really, really stupid. Like, I labeled each vine, but when they grow, they don't just grow in parallel, like, lines. Like, they all got, like, I would have had to, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, all the vines get tangled. So yeah. The things that look alike, I couldn't tell the difference between. And it was actually, I had a lot of different varieties of spaghetti squash, and some of the smaller, rounder, personal-sized spaghetti squash I had thought were actually melons, but they weren't. And it was just really confusing, total mess. Yeah, spaghetti squash did really good. Butternut squash did really good. Got a couple Kajari melons, or not, that's a lie, not Kajari melons, kombucha squash. Not a huge fan of those.
I think
they were fine. I think
they tasted and they had the texture of like the inside of a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, I think
a dried
I must have cooked it wrong. I'll give it another try. Obviously, we have a bunch of them, but yeah, it had the texture of like a hard boiled egg, like the yolk of a hard boiled egg.
Dried. Hard boiled egg. I didn't mind it because that's, I mean, I like, as weird as it sounds,
like I could have made like a deviled egg out of it. It was weird. Yeah. Yeah, it just, it wasn't what I was hoping for. But I'll give them another try. And if nothing else, the chickens will eat them. But these did fine. What else? I just, I ended up going to visit my brother-in-law's garden, and that is the most beautiful garden I've ever seen in my life. If we had the time, money, and infrastructure to do our garden like that, I wouldn't a heartbeat. He had the most gigantic tomatoes I have ever seen in my life, and they were delicious, and they were beautiful. They were phenomenal.
You had some really good ones this year.
I did have a lot of good ones. I liked, because he has, God, this like apparatus. I don't even, how do you even describe it? It's like, I don't know how to describe it, but he has like a, I'm going to just keep repeating myself because I don't know how to describe it. He trellises his tomatoes kind of like you would in a greenhouse, where you have like a really tall thing. I don't know. I can't. I know. I don't know how to describe it. Just take my word for it. It's really, really cool and works really well for him. I know he puts a lot of work into doing like really specific fertilizer situations.
Yeah.
Which I need to talk to him about and get some advice about. But yeah. So he has a beautiful garden. I want to too, but it just kind of fell apart for me this year.
Yeah. Well, at least the big animals, we can't ever let them fall apart. Yeah. It's not an option.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So some things I'll definitely do a lot of things differently, but I'm happy with this year. I mean, even though it was only half of a year of summer gardening that I did, I'm really happy with it. We got a lot. We made sauce. I had a great haul of tomatoes. We got to give some away. It was really good. I'm happy with it. Imagine what it'll be like next year when I don't let it all fall through the cracks.
Hey, I mean, we made it half a year this year. Mm-hmm. Did we even do anything last year?
Not a lot last year, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did a lot. I mean, moving up in the world.
Yeah. Yep. Better and better.
And maybe next year I'll have my garden back up.
Maybe.
Gosh, I can't even imagine trying to take care of one this mm-hmm. year. Next year, though, we'll see. We'll see. I want to get my sweet corn back at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to convince him to let me take over half of his garden, but turn it into my garden so it's closer. It's just hard because the way that we have the electric fence, I have to, like, turn off the fence, go over two lines of electric, at least two lines of electric fence. It's just a physical barrier on top of my emotional barrier of not wanting to go outside in the summer. Oh, God, the mosquitoes are so bad, too. And our daughter is, like, super allergic to them. And
yeah, she like implodes.
They swell up. I mean, like, she swells up so bad. And the other day, she had one on her cheek, and her entire eye swelled up. It was horrible. I was so afraid. Like, literally, I was afraid she was gonna like go anaphylactic. It was so bad, but she didn't. She just gets really bad skin reactions. But she's had a rough, a rough couple weeks. Poor thing.
Yeah, she's wild though. Yeah. She's still wild.
Yeah, she's learning to talk now, which is super fun.
Yeah.
She's
kid sweet. Number two.
Yeah. Kid number two. Grand finale. She is something else.
Grand finale, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but you better watch out because I'm selling a lot of our baby stuff, and you know that that's like going to jinx the world. That's how it always happens. The minute that you sell all your newborn clothes, the minute you get pregnant again.
Uh-oh. Then there will be three. That would be the grand finale. We need farm hands.
We do need farm hands.
But.
We also like private school. I don't think that's gonna work out. Oh, man. Check back in a year.
When I'm probably broke or dead. I don't know which one will come first.
Well, I don't like the sound of either of those things. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, maybe we'll just say that we're going to try to do more frequent podcasts.
Are we going to try and
do we're
going
to try.
We're going to try. We're also trying to have a better work-life balance, I feel like. Or at least I am.
Life balance.
Yeah, like, we're going to, now that our son's going to real school, we're, like, going to football games, and, like, I'm going to grad school now. Like, we now, even though farm things are clearing up, we now have more personal things coming up. I kind of like the monthly thing.
I want to do a lot more frequently than monthly.
Okay.
But it is going to be very busy.
You need to, like, do your own, like, vlogs. You should, like, vlog yourself every day.
Vlog?
Yeah. Do you even know what that is?
A video log.
Yeah? Yeah.
There's a video blog, right?
I guess. You sound like an elder. Okay, boomer.
Hey. I'm the animal guy here.
Here's something. Cool. Well, I guess that's all. That was actually like an hour almost.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to try to come back sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we shake on it?
Yeah.
That was the sound of us shaking.
That was it.
All right, goodbye.